Zakt Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shkalim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Let's talk about the different categories of how Machzis HaShekel was used. There's something called Trumas HaLishka. That's the money that was taken from the Lishka, put into the baskets, and used for Karbanas Tzibur. The Shiari Lishka, that's the money that never made it into the baskets. That's used for a whole bunch of things that aren't mamish, directly connected to the carbon. Like the ramp for the Parah Aduma, the ramp for the Sar Mishdalayach, fixing the city, fixing Yerushalayim, the walls, the towers, the streets, the marketplaces. In our last mission, we had a machlokes about what's left over in this same category of Shiari HaLishka, the money that didn't make it into the baskets. What can we do with it if we already fixed everything? Rabbi Shmuel holds that Hegdash can invest it, buy things to sell. Rabbi Kiva says we don't do that with money of Hegdash or with money from poor people. Now, in Mishnah Dalet, we're going to talk about Meiser Truma. Meiser Truma means the Machzis HaShekels that were in the basket. We're supposed to buy Karbanas Tzibur with it. Well, now it's already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the beginning of the new year as far as the Karbanas are concerned. And I can't use last year's money to buy Karbanas Tzibur. Karbanas Tzibur from this point and on has to be bought with the new Machzis HaShekel. So what do I do with last year's Machzis HaShekel coins that were taken out in the basket to buy Karbanas Tzibur, but I never got to spend it? Zakta Mishnah, Moiser Truma Mahaya Isaba, what did they do with it? They made Rukuei Zahav, gold sheets, Tzipui, that would serve as like a cover to plate Lebeis Kodshi Kodashim, for the Kodesh Kodashim, for the floor, for the walls, like a gold panel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Moiser HaPeiros, Lekayet Samizbeach. What does Moiser HaPeiros mean? I know what Moiser Trum is, but what's Moiser HaPeiros? The answer is, Rabbi Shmuel is referring to what his Shita was in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel held that what's left over in the Lishka, those are the Shkolim that didn't make it into the bags, Bezdin purchases wine, oil, and flour, and they make a profit on it. So what happens with that profit? That's what Rabbi Shmuel refers to as Moiser HaPeiros. Really, every profit is Moiser. You invest and you take out, and the extra is the profit. Zok Rabbi Shmuel lekaitz ha-mizbeach. When the mizbeach is bato, we bring carbon oilois. We just put it up on the mizbeach. You want the mizbeach to have carbonis. Why is it called kaitz ha-mizbeach? The Gemara Masechet Shavuos explains, kaitz meant dried figs. People used to eat them as dessert. So this is a mizbeach. But after we already brought all of the chayvais on the mizbeach, people brought their private karbanas on the mizbeach. And now it's all done, so we like add a dessert to the mizbeach. We add our own oilites that are purchased with these funds. Umaisra truma, as far as the leftover truma, that's the coins that did make it in the basket. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan came and it's too late to use them for this year's Karbanas Tzibur. So whereas the Tanakhama held that we make this gold paneling for the Kodshei Kedoshim, Rabbi Shmuel holds Umaisra Truma L'Kli Sharis. It's used for the Kli Sharis, the utensils, the kalim that were needed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Batanur, according from the Gemara Masechtes Ksubis, says that Rabbi Shmuel learns this from a pasuk. In the times of King Yehoyash, they had leftover money, and the pasuk says they took the Sha'ar HaKesef, the remainder of the money, Vayaseu Kalim LeBeis Hashem. Now, what's the Kesef Sheyesh LeShirayim? What does this mean, the remainder of the money? It refers to the Trumas HaLishka. Because we had all the money ready to buy Karbanas Tzibur, but the timeline cut it off. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we can't use it anymore, so it's left over from last year. And the pasuk says, Beferish, they used it for Kalim. They used it for the Klisharis. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Moiser HaTruma, what's left over in the baskets, L'kayetz HaMizbeach, that goes for the carbonitis on the Mizbeach when there are no other carbonis. And that's because L'maisa, the coins were separated for the purpose of carbonis, so we want to use it to as close as the original intention as possible. U'Moiser Nesachim, what's left over from the Nesachim. We'll soon explain what this is. Be'ez Hashem is Brachul Klisharis. That goes to make the utensils, to make the Klisharis. Now, what is Meiser Nesachim? The Gizbarim of Hegdish, they had to make sure that there was enough wine, enough oil, enough flour available. So they would make a contract, a deal with suppliers of wine, of flour, of oil. And these suppliers had to be ready to do something they would never do in business, but they were masking to do it for Hegdish, because they knew it was a big schus. Hegdish can't lose. So the way it worked was, at the beginning of the year, they made up a price, how much they're going to pay for the wine, for the oil, for the flour, for the entire year. However, the understanding was, if, let's say, the price goes up, they made up a price based on whatever the price of wine is at that time. Let's say the price of wine goes up, Hegdish is not going to have to pay more. They're going to pay the original amount that they made up. But on the other hand, if the price goes down, then the supply will have to take the lower price. Then Hegdish does not have to give the amount that they made up, but a lesser amount. Let's say they made up a price of 3 saw for a seller. But when it came time to taka bring it to the base of Migdash, if you went on the market now, it was 4 saw per seller. So Hegdish gains, they gain a full saw. That full saw, that's called Meis HaNesacha. That's the profit we're talking about over here. And that's the profit that Rabbi Akiva holds was used to purchase the Klisharis. In addition to that, the Batanura says there was another type of Meis HaNesacha, how Hegdish made money on the Nesacha. When the suppliers would come with the flour, let's say, they had to give a heaping measure. Like, it had to come up higher, like above the cup, let's say, a little bit. Now, you could only use a certain amount of Nesachim. You couldn't use more, it had to be an exact amount. So the Gizbarim of Hegdish would have to level it off so that it's exact. That extra was also called Moiser Nesachim, and that as well, according to Rabbi Akiva, went for Kli Shares. Said, where did this Meiser Nesachim go to? For oilis on the Mizbeach, when there were no other Kurbanis to go up on the Mizbeach. The reason Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim holds this way, he says the Nesachim were mamish similar to the Karban oilis. Both were completely consumed on the Mizbeach. You didn't take any for yourself. So Mamele, it makes sense that the leftover Nesachim should go for oilis, for the Mizbeach. Umaisera Truma, again, this is the coins in the baskets that they didn't get to use before it was the next Nissen. That went L'Klei Shares. Same as what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Now what about the Moiser HaPeiros? According to Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim and according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel said that with the Moiser HaPeiros, with the profit that Hegdish made, they bought the Yerlis for the Mizbeach. So our Mishnah concludes by telling us that Zev HaZeh, both Rabbi Akiva and Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, lo haya moidim bepeiros. They weren't minded that there was any profit from parents. Not that they disagree where the profit went. There was no such thing. Bezin did not buy to sell things for a profit. What's the maskana? Says the Batanura, there was a tenai bezin on things that were left over. They were all brought as oilois, and that is the halach. So, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Meiser truma, that's the leftover shkolim, nachtzis shekels that are in the baskets that weren't spent before Nissan, too late to use them. Once Nissan comes, it has to be from the shkolim of the current year. First Tana holds, what do they do with it? Gold panels for the Kodshei Kedoshim, floor and for the wall. Rabbi Shmuel told us, Moiser HaPeiros, that's the profit that Hegdish would make for buying and selling different things that were needed for the Nesachim. That went L'Kayitz HaMizbeach, those are the oilers on the Mizbeach. As far as the leftover coins in the baskets are concerned, when Nissan comes, that goes for Kli Shares. Hegdish would use that money to make the utensils that were needed in the Beis HaMikdash. Utensils that were needed mamish for the Avodah. Rabbi Akiva says, leftover money in the baskets, that goes L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. After all, the money was intended for Karbonis, so you want to keep it as close as possible to the original intention. So what's left over from the Shkolim in the baskets, that should go for the Oilus on the Mizbeach. Moiser Nesachim, that's profit that Hegdish makes with the Nesachim. Nesachim is a general term, even though literally would mean the pouring of the wine, but it means the wine and the oil and the flour that came along with Karbonis. How did Hegdish make profit on this? We said in one of two ways. One is they would make up with suppliers a certain amount. If the price went up, Hegdish would stay with the original amount. If the price went down, then they would have to supply it to Hegdish at the lower price. So let's say the contract price was 3 saw for a seller. But when they had to mamish give it to Hegdish, the price went down. There was now 4 saw per seller. So Hegdish gains a full saw. And that would be called Meiser Nesachim. Or it could be they had to deliver it with heaping amounts. The gizbah would level it off to an exact amount. Either way, profit that Hegdish made with the Nesachim, according to Rebbe Akiva, that goes for Kli Sharis. Rebbe Chanina Sgan HaKehanim held that profit Hegdish made with the Nesachim, that goes for the Oilis. Just like the Nesachim are totally consumed by the Mizbeach, we're going to bring Oilis that are totally consumed by the Mizbeach. Leftover money in the baskets, when Nissen comes, that goes for Kli Sharis. And both Rav Chanina, Sgan HaKehanim, and Rabbi Akiva disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, and they say there is no such a thing as Meiser HaPeiros, because Hegdish is not allowed to engage in business. Do you remember the vart we spoke out from Rav Meir Shapiro, Zechayel Levracha? Why Rav Chanina's name was Rav Chanina Sgan HaKehanim? L'chayr, if you were the assistant Kayan, you were next in line to become the Kayan Gadol. Why was Rav Chanina the Sgan to Kehanim Gedolim? How could you be a Sgan to several Kehanim Gedolim? L'chayra, the vice Kohen Gadol becomes Kohen Gadol the next time the position becomes available. So Rav Meir Shapiro, Zechayel Levracha, the Lublin Rav, explained this was during the times of Bayis Sheni, where the corrupt kings would sell the position of Kohen Gadol to people that bought it for honor. The problem was that you're not a Talmud Chacham, you don't know how to do the Avodah because you have money. You have to learn. So they bought the position of Kohen Gadol, but they didn't have a clue what to do. So Rav Chanina stayed on. He was forced to stay on by the government to stand behind the Kohen Gadol and tell him, no, put it down. No, sprinkle the blood. No, turn to your right. He had to tell him what to do. So Mamela, he was the Sgan to Mene Kehanim. The Chiddush is, if you remember a Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, Rav Chanina Sgan HaKehanim says, have a mispal b'shloimah shel malchus. Everyone should daven that the malchus should be intact. Because if there is no malchus intact, and there's no one to rule on the streets, there's no police, there's no court system, ishes re'eyu chayim below. So even Rav Chanina Sgan HaKehanim, who suffered so much from the malchus, from a corrupt malchus, even he says, what better a malchus than no malchus at all?